Welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. I'm the author of a book called On This Day in Tudor History, funnily enough, which has served as the inspiration for me doing these daily On This Day in Tudor History talks for the year of 2019. Quite a commitment, but I'm really, really enjoying bringing you these Tudor tidbits and goodies. Now, my mum will be very pleased with me today. My mum is Welsh, and I'm paying tribute to a Welshman from the Tudor period. She won't be very pleased with my pronunciation. I've never been able to pronounce Welsh very well, so I do apologise to my Welsh viewers and to my mum. I'm really, really sorry. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 21st of August 1568, Humphrey Clwyd, now it's spelt LLWYD, and the double L is really hard to say in Welsh. It's not really a cl sound, it's kind of softer than that, but I'm going to say Humphrey Clwyd. He died from a fever. Now you're thinking, oh, I've never heard of him, and actually I'm going to just call him Humphrey from now on so I don't have to say that word. He was actually a very important and fascinating man. He was a historian, an antiquary, a translator, and also a cartographer, a map maker. So he died on this day in 1568 after having a fever. I'm going to give you some facts about Humphrey, this Welshman Humphrey, who deserves to be remembered because he actually produced the first ever printed map of Wales. And I'm always amazed by what cartographers managed to do in this period. And although there are inaccuracies in his map, it is amazing what he did. So some facts about Humphrey. Well, he was born in Denby in North Wales in around 1527. He was the only child of Robert Clwyd, Clerk of Works at Denby Castle, and his wife Joan Pigott. Humphrey studied at Oxford. He obtained a BA from one of the colleges there, it's not certain which college, and then he got a master's from another college, Brasenose College. In 1553, he entered the service of a very prominent man, Henry Fitzalan, 12th Earl of Arundel, who was Chancellor of Oxford University, and who was also a leading magnate in the reign of Mary I. So I mean, this position in his household was a real coup for Humphrey. In 1559, after Elizabeth I's succession, he stood as a Member of Parliament and MP for East Grinstead. He appears to have helped the Earl of Arundel with sort of administration, with his legal and political activities, and also handling his properties. And he was also responsible for collecting books for the Earl's library. And while he was doing this, he also collected books for himself and made a huge library for himself. He married Barbara Lumley, who was the sister of John Lord Lumley, who was the Earl of Arundel's son-in-law. So that was a good match for him, and it was obviously caused by him joining the Earl of Arundel's household. And Humphrey and Barbara went on to have six children. By 1563, he was back in Denby, and we know that he served there as an alderman and that he was a Member of Parliament for the area as well. And it is said that while he was a Member of Parliament, that he was active in promoting the Welsh translation of the Book of Common Prayer. In 1566-67, he toured the continent with the Earl of Arundel. And it was on their tour that he met the famous mapmaker Abraham Ortelius, a man that he learnt from and a man that he went on to work with. On his return to Wales in 1567, he received a stipend from the Crown to create a map of Wales, the first to be printed. And this was published in a work by Ortelius, Theatrum Orbis Terrarum. Sadly, though, Humphrey died without seeing the finished publication. It just seems so sad to have done that and then to die before it actually goes to print. He became ill with a fever in London in the summer of 1568 and died on this day in 1568 back home in Denby. Although actually Ortelius gives a different date for his death. He doesn't go with the other sources. He records his death as the 31st of August. So whether it was just a mistake, a typo in Ortelius's writing, we don't know. But other sources go with the 21st of August. Humphrey was buried in the north aisle of St. Marcella's Church in Denby, where a memorial describes him as a famous, worthy wight. Now, he has been remembered. An exhibition in January of this year, 2019, at the National Library of Wales celebrated his life and works, calling Humphrey the inventor of Britain. And the website explains that he is thought of by many as the inventor of Britain, having been credited with inventing the term British Empire, and that he played a major part in creating the concept of Wales as a nation. He's also been described as one of the most important of Welsh humanists and a key figure in the history of the Renaissance in Wales. So I'm glad that he is being remembered. He did lots of other works as well, sort of translations, historical works. His other works include an almanac, an English translation of an important early Welsh chronicle, a historical and geographical description of Britain in which he used the words British Empire, and as well as a map of Wales, he also did a map of England and Wales. And he's also credited with helping popularise the myth of Prince Madoc's discovery of America. So an important man in Welsh history, and one that you've probably never heard of, but I thought I'd bring you some facts about him today so that we can remember him and pay tribute to this important Welshman. So there you go, Humphrey Clwyd, who died on this day. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.